Have you got your shitting pants on?
Because you are about to shit your pants.
A jelly donut!
I'm your huckleberry.
You're not looking at the big picture! You're not looking at the big picture!
Sucker, all it is medulla oblongata.
Hey everybody, welcome to the program. I am Michael Sargent, and you are listening to The Big Picture on All Western New York. Okay, so a lot to get into today. First thing, let's follow up with last week's show. Elections, midterm elections. Kind of interesting how everything turned out, isn't it? Well, one thing that I'm greatly disappointed at is the fact that our wonderful governor, Andrew Cuomo.
You're an asshole, you're an asshole, and you're an asshole.
He was reelected. Now, how in the hell that even happens, I have no idea. Because this gentleman only got, he only won seven counties in New York State.
Christ, I'm getting all emotional from it. Huh?
It's incredible to me. Now, people, here's the bad part, New York residents. I think we had a really good voter turnout, and I don't know how in the hell this guy won. But make no mistake about it, and this is where it's really sickening. He is coming after your guns. He's going to be coming after your guns. He's also going to allow late-term abortions, 9-month pregnancy abortions. You heard it here, maybe not first, but make no mistake about it. It's going to happen.
Now you see that standout? Now that is a dirty little bastard.
He is a dirty bastard, and I think that it's terrible. You know, I guess I could understand, you know, I can understand abortion up to so many months, you know, certain terms, but at 9 months, they want to say that that's not a human being. This show's supposed to be about photography and photo subjects, but this week it truly is about a bigger picture, a huge picture. How did we become so screwed up as a society that we would elect a governor with that type of agenda? I'll tell you how. It's because, I'm sorry, people are stupid. That we really are. We have fallen into that whole scenario of idiocracy. If you've never seen that movie, you need to watch it. Because this is what we are now. We are a world of idiots. A lot of people aren't going to agree with me on this. And that's perfectly fine. But first off, there's a constitution. The laws that have already been broken that violate the constitution, I don't know why these issues aren't being taken up in courts. The Second Amendment is a right. It is a right to keep and bear arms. It is not open to interpretation. But in New York State, under King Andrew Cuomo, apparently it is. And there's nobody stopping him. Well, there's a lot of people that are pissed off right now that this guy won New York again. And I don't blame him. I hate to say it.
If there is one thing in this world that I hate,
is pure corruption. And that's what we have right now. You can go up and ask this man a direct question. Why are you attacking gun rights?
Sir, I don't know, sir.
That's going to be his response, other than he has an agenda. What is that agenda? I don't know. Well, let me tell you something, Prince Andy. The conservative group here in New York that voted against you, we're not going to be that easy to kill. Make no mistake about it. There is organization going on. And I got a funny feeling. Call me radical. It doesn't matter. I got a real funny feeling that before this is all said and done, there's going to be some bloodshed. Because Prince Jackass thinks that he has the right, you know, all left-wing politicians, they all feel this way. They have a right to rule. They know what's best. Well, they don't know what's best. And before it's all said and done, there's going to be bodies that hit the floor.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
So, to me, and many people like me, this was a real kick right in the sack to see that this guy could win only 7 counties in New York State and win. I mean, what a kick in the balls. And honestly, all I can say is, New York residents, whether you agree with this or not, eventually the people are losers. Get ready, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We the people here in New York will be in the pit of misery if this guy is not stopped.
Pit of misery, dilly dilly. Dilly dilly.
I can guarantee you that they're all sitting back there probably drinking their Budweisers or whatever it is up in that big mansion in Albany, laughing about this, thinking this is all good. And it's like, hey, we're going to get it. We're going to get these people. We're not the ones that are committing the crimes. There's criminals that are committing the crimes. But these people don't understand that. So, you know, basically what happens is everybody's going to pay for the criminal element that they can't control. Well, let me break this down to you, jackasses, while you're sitting there just laughing about this. And I do hope you have your shitting pants on.
I hope you got your shitting pants on.
Because you are about to shit your pants.
Cuomo is going to make a presidential bid. He's going to run against Trump in 2020. You can bet your ass on that. And I'll tell you what. Most people that listen to this show that probably think I'm an extremist they're going to know, you know, right out that what I'm saying here in some people's mind is going to be just bullshit, and that's fine. I can handle that. What I can't handle is the fact that there is no accountability for some of the things that this guy's done already. And he's going to try to make a run at the United States presidency. Whether you agree with this or not, the country's improving. There are jobs. They're coming back. You can't deny the fact that Donald Trump is doing a good job as president, and he is putting Americans first. There's certain elements that will not agree with this. But I'm going to tell you guys something. A lot of people think that all hope is lost here in New York, especially your gun rights. You all feel that your gun rights are in jeopardy. And make no mistake about it, they are. They are. You people are being punished for a criminal element.
I will punish all of you!
That's basically, you know, how Andrew Cuomo looks at it. Well, we're going to take a little break. And I'm gonna share something with you that was shared with me the other day that I think kind of changes the game if people are on board with it and people actually follow through with it. We'll be right back.
No price on your head. No,
don't do it.
No, no.
Don't do the crime.
Who are you? Are you an athlete? Do you compete on the biggest stages in the world? Have you ever wondered if anybody understood the sacrifices you've made so that one day you might achieve one goal? I'm Michael Sargent. Sports interest portrait photographer, and my goal is to capture the sacrifices, the hard work, the dedication that you've put forth to become the person you are today. It's one thing to photograph people. It's another to make others care about them by revealing who they are at the core of their soul. Thank you for watching. I'm Michael Sargent. Step in front of my lens, and together we'll show the world just who you are. Hi, welcome back to the program. Okay, so let me follow up with one more thing. I do want to confirm something that I learned. Apparently, because I do have a conservative mindset, I am actually being blackballed by some places. So, who would have thunk it? I've known it all along, people. It's okay for people to steal my photographs, post them in newspapers and not give credit. No one really cares. Okay. Do I take legal action? At some point, maybe I will. But as it stands right now, the photos that have been used in not just one media faction, but in several. They're not worth it at this time. So, okay, I was approached earlier this week, and I thought this was kind of interesting. A guy came up to me the other day, and he told me, he said, Mike, this whole thing with Cuomo winning the election, it's driving me crazy.
That guy's driving me crazy.
Yeah, he drives me crazy, too. And like I said, this show is primarily supposed to be about photography, but it's kind of an inside look through my eyes as a photographer in life. And, you know, I give it to you straight. People are either going to like me for it or they're going to hate my guts. And either way, I'm old enough where I don't care. All right. That's the beauty of, you get to a point in life where you do not care. All right. People go to other photographers who, you know, take photographs of people, and it's amazing to me the green tints that are on the skin, and they're, you know, the preset overlays and stuff that people do. I mean, to me, it makes me insane that the art of photography is lost because there are so many people that rely so heavily on editing that the true photograph is gone. Okay, that's fine. So maybe I'm not so good at all the fancy overlays in the editing and things like that, because I'm a purist, okay? I like to take photographs, do it right in the camera, and then be able to do light editing to enhance the photograph, make it a little better. That's me. That's my style. That's how I do things. Is there instances where I do heavier editing? Sure there is. But that's something completely different, and it's specific to what I call the genres that I participate in. Let's just call them niches, okay? So I was approached, and let me get right into this. Guy come up and told me that, you know, he was being driven mad by all this. He says, "Brother, listen, I've got a really, you know, interesting point I want to bring up, you know, to you, and I would like to share it with everybody, you know, all the people."
You people.
So I said, "Okay, well, let's tell me what the fuck you're talking about here."
What the fuck is that?
You know, I'd like to know what it is.
What is that?
That you're getting into here. So he said, "Well, we're forming a grassroots foundation." And I'm thinking, "Okay, great, another grassroots foundation. So what are you guys doing here with this?"
"Well, now."
He said, "Look, there is no ifs, ands, or buts about it that Governor Cuomo has wasted millions of dollars in taxpayer dollars. He's not held accountable for anything. And now he wants to further violate our constitutional rights." He said, "So let's break down what politics really is." He said, it's a grab for power and money." I said, "Okay, I can see that." And he says, "But what nobody seems to understand," he says, "that we the people," okay, "we the people." So I'm listening to him, and I'm thinking, "Okay, what do we got here? What are you thinking?" Okay, and he says to me, "If we were really strong-minded, you know, of strong mindset," he said, "and we wanted to change things," he said, all we need to do is take away their power and take away their money. He said, "If you take away their money, they have no power." So I said, "What are you suggesting?" And he says, We trim them.
Trim them.
So I'm thinking to myself, all right, tell me where you're going with this. You know, what's your motivation here?
You people have not given the proper motivation.
So I'm saying, "You're talking about a grassroots organization. What are you talking, oversight? Are you talking about people? You know, what are we getting into here?"
"We take the USA from the corrupt."
All right. He said, "We're going to teach people how to not pay their New York State taxes." And he said, "We're going to do it in such a mass number, they're not going to be able to do anything about it." He says, "What are they going to do? Arrest 1 million people, kick 1 million people out of their homes?" Thinking, wow, that's a thought. Certainly is. It would work too. The masses form, they stop paying their taxes, take the money away from the politicians, take the money back, do not give them the ability to fund certain things that they are interested in funding. Guess what? You're going to call out the New York National Guard? You're going to bring in the United States Army? Wait a minute, Andy, you can't do that because you're not the president. The Army doesn't work for you. Most of the police unions and things like that, they don't support them. They don't support them. Hell, blue lives don't matter. Not in these people's eyes. So I'm finding all this very interesting, and I will keep you posted. The reason why I was approached is because this organization feels that what would happen is there would be conflicts down the road, and they basically asked me if it comes to that, or there are things that are going on. It's a network, and if it actually started to happen, they would want to call on a photographer to start photographing things that go on, especially if Andrew Cuomo had ordered, you know, New York State Police or anything like that to go after individuals, raid homes, things like that. So I'm watching this very closely. I think it could prove to be interesting. Now, people, I know this all sounds radical and crazy and extreme, but you've got to look at the big picture here, bitches.
Bitch.
You have one side that feels that they are entitled to the working class's money. You know, people that do go to work and pay taxes. The other side, the left, feels that they should be getting entitlement programs and things for free. And they don't realize and they don't care that none of this is free. They're getting these things on the backs of taxpayers. Well, you put a stop to paying taxes. Guess what? All that crap goes away. Interesting, isn't it? So that's kind of what's talking. We're going to take another little break. And when we get back, we're going to talk about failures.
But I have failed!
If people say your dreams are crazy, if they laugh at what you think you can do, good. Stay that way. Because what non-believers fail to understand is that calling a dream crazy is not an insult. It's a compliment. Don't try to be the fastest runner in your school or the fastest in the world. Be the fastest ever. Don't picture yourself wearing OBJ's jersey. Picture OBJ wearing yours. Don't settle for homecoming queen or linebacker. Do both. Lose 120 pounds and become an Ironman after beating a brain tumor. Don't believe you have to be like anybody to be somebody. If you're born a refugee, don't let it stop you from playing soccer for the national team at age 16. Don't become the best basketball player on the planet. Be bigger than basketball. Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. When they talk about the greatest team in the history of the sport, make sure it's your team. If you have only one hand, don't just watch football, play it at the highest level. And if you're a girl from Compton, don't just become a tennis player. Become the greatest athlete ever. Yeah, that's more like it. So don't ask if your dreams are crazy. Ask if they're crazy enough.
All right, welcome back to the big picture. yeah. All right. Listen, I want to talk to you a little bit about failure. And, you know, I think from my standpoint as a photographer, failure is they can consist of mistakes. They can consist of, you know, learning from those mistakes And I always look at this. When you fail at something, you learn something from it. And things aren't mistakes anymore. If you continuously do the same thing over and over again and continuously fail, that's on you. But if you learn from your failures, that can change the world. I love that Colin Kaepernick commercial, and I know everybody, you know, just despises it, hates what it stands for and all this. But I don't. I mean, I got to give the guy some credit. He believed in something. He stood up for it. Cost him his job in the NFL. So, anyway, that's where I want to talk about failures. And one of the things that I look at with failure is we all fail at some things in life. Nobody wins at everything that they do. And you have to live with that. We failed here in New York. We as a people have failed ourselves. We've allowed a society of people that don't want to do for themselves, and they think it's perfectly acceptable and fine to live off the backs of people who do work. And our politicians feel that they have an endless wallet. They can spend. There's nothing that's done conservatively anymore. And you can call me an asshole about this.
You're an asshole?
But I know in my mind, okay, and maybe that's where the problem is. If you want something bad enough, you go out and get it. If you just have no goals, no ambitions, you're content to just lay around on your big dead ass and do nothing, well, that's on you. And if you choose to do that, why should I pay for it? That's what we have going on right now with a political society. You know, I work, I pay my taxes, but my taxes go to people who don't want to work. And I'm not talking about those that are disabled and things like that. I mean, I have a very charitable heart, and I do an awful lot for charity. And it just kind of amazes me to see certain individuals who have no goal, no direction in life, just basically sit around and collect a check. How did we get to that point? I don't know. Somebody missed the photo along the way. Anyway, this is about all I really got for this week. We'll try to put something a little bit better. Because trust me, the last thing that I ever want to do is talk about politics. But it seems that, you know, politics just, everybody's affected by a group of bureaucrats and what they choose to pass as laws. The next few months are going to be very interesting. I'm waiting to see what January is going to bring. I got a feeling that it's not going to be good for either side. Anyway, that's it. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Peace. We'll see you all next week. And next week, we'll talk about photography. Actually, I'll give you a little preview. I've been doing a little project, you know, of mine. I started going to the Paws Animal Shelter in Albion, New York. And basically, the goal was to try to help boost adoptions. There's some great animals out there. And we'll really get into it more next week. But, you know, adopt, don't shop. People, God bless. Take care. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.